Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your time's up. I done touched down. I'm high stepping for the touchdown. I stay repping for the slums where the young bucks started loaded up just to bust.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the AFC South Fan Battle Podcast. My name is Samantha Renette. Welcome to the schedule release episode. We know we're a couple weeks late, and we apologize for that, but we do have some commentators that would like to share how they feel like their schedules are going to go. Of course, we know that the Colts are going to lose at home to the Jaguars, but we need to unpack everything else. So, introducing our commentators for this evening. For the Jags, we actually have a guest from the First and Teal podcast, Miss Queen D. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
For the Titans, we have Agent Hall.
I haven't even looked at the schedule, so this is like a true schedule release for me. So this
is going to be a lot of fun.
It's all negative.
For the Colts, we have Harish Nukala.
Bet.
Just that. That's it. And for the Texans, we have Matt Briggs.
Bet.
Texans coming in. The Texan residents coming in hot with the bet stuff. That was a pre-production thing there. You guys have to at least tell everybody about the inside jokes before you do them. Well,
bet means ready. Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's go. All right, bet.
It also means okay and yes and sure and thanks.
Now, listen, there's not a lot of – we don't have NFL news to unpack this evening, nothing of any significance. But, you know, it's been a while since we've had Agent Ha on the show. We've missed him. We missed him. We've missed you, John Hall.
Speaking of that, we got a comment. Don Stingley says, Agent
Hall. Oh, see, they're already shouting you out.
AK, what does that mean?
Also known as, I guess we'll wait and follow a comment. Donnie Stingley's an old man. You know, you got to get
Donnie, come on.
one letter at a time, okay?
He got dementia. He forgot.
Exactly. Him and Chris Remington don't know where they're at right now. But, John, I do want to ask, since you're the most negative commentator of the Titans that we have, which I appreciate personally, what do you think about the A.J. Brown trade?
I'm over it now. I mean, I
okay, well, let's go back in time capsule. How did you feel when it happened?
That was fun. It was like a top five like worst sports nights for me. I got to watch Harish's like Mavericks close out the Jazz in person. I was there at the game, and we're sitting there doing the national anthem, and all of a sudden AJ Brown gets traded. And I was like, "What the hell is going on around
this
here?
This is not America.
What's happening?"
Can I run away, please?
My Facebook messaging gets blown up, and I think it was something along the lines of "What the F just happened?" And of course, I'm in Indianapolis. You know, sitting drunk at a bar, and I'm like, oh, wow, laughing my ass off. While everybody else is like, why are you laughing so hard?
Yeah, it was fine. It's not fine. I'm not happy about it, but it just seems as if it was – we had no money, and he was going to get a lot of money. Thank you, Christian Kirk, for driving the market up so much. and so it's a bummer. Like, we just – it doesn't see – it. Things haven't really come to light. It seems as if he kind of like pulled, kind of scumbagged the organization at the last second and kind of was just like, upped his asking price like right away, and so we kind of had to trade him. But I don't know. I'm just hoping that these new guys can do something. Listen. I'm excited for what the potential is there.
Hey, hold on, real quick.
Because it's unknown. Oh, he finally finished his joke. There's the punchline. Congratulations,
John. Ha, aka. Pause. Yeah. Negatron.
He had to look up in the dictionary how to spell Negatron.
I wish we had figured out a way to keep AJ. I mean, because we don't know who these. I don't know what these guys are going to do. I mean, nobody really knows. You can project who you think is going to be great from college, but it's a crapshoot at the end of the day. So you want to keep AJ because a bird in the hand.
I mean, it's a classic case of supply and demand. You guys really need a wide receiver. You already lost Julio Jones. He drove up his price.
He is still technically on our roster.
Was he even there?
He was released, wasn't he? He's a free agent.
He will be released in June. They have to wait until the June. So, yeah, he's not going to be back. I got Robert Woods, and you guys watch college, so you can tell me how good my guys are.
Oh, all right. Well, I just wanted to get your
if you had had me on the Monday afterwards, you would have had a lot more of a classic Negatron, but time has healed that wound. Mm. Sorry.
Or mayonnaise. We don't know. Either way, the wound is healed. So, John, go ahead and unpack the Titans schedule for us. What do you think your strengths and weaknesses are with that schedule?
Let's look at it for the first time, okay? I got to pull it up here. Week one. It looks like I'm playing the Giants week one. That should be fun.
He's been too busy. Listen, for those that don't know, John Ha is a big Matt Ryan fan. So secretly, if we asked him to look at the Colts schedule,
it's not a secret that I'm a Matt Ryan fan. There's no secret of my Matt Ryan fanhood. Let's see. So we get to play the Giants. That's should be a winnable game. That they're not a great team. Oh, good. We get to play the Bills. Week two, that should be fun. It looks like a primetime game. Great, you guys will enjoy that. We'll enjoy us losing that game. Get to lose to the Raiders afterwards. That sucks. Matt Ryan's going to beat us after that. Then we get Washington. That'll be fun. We can get a – okay. All right, we're looking great. We're 2-3. And then we get Colts again. So now we're – another loss. Texans, I don't know. How are the Texans this year, Matt?
We're going to surprise a lot of people.
All right, so we lose
that
one.
Isn't that funny? It's like the same thing.
You're going to have to surprise yourselves.
I mean, we were good last year, and we almost lost to you guys. And we did lose to you guys.
Yeah, you almost lost,
twice. So, yeah, so we lose that one.
You lost to the Jets.
We get to
the Texans.
The Texans one is the one I'm really upset at. The Jets one, I'll make excuses for. All right, then we get the Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, Bengals, Eagles. Jets.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, this is a slaughter. Yeah, so I don't feel great. So,
moving on.
All right, Queen D, you're up.
So, going back to that, though, John. Yeah, real quick, though, John, you think that's what you're calling it? It's a slaughter.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun. I mean, here's the thing. The good thing about this is my expectations are really low, so it's only up from here. So let's have fun. Let's make this a fun year.
Hold on. If the past and what we have seen on past episodes, mm-hmm. you pretty much call and everything comes to fruition. So as a Jaguars fan, even though I'm a non-biased host, I'm taking what you're saying with you know, because you call pretty much all the games pretty accurate. So you're seeing a losing season. I just want to know for myself.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I went, I think I was 7-11 last year in the predictions. I think I predicted us to lose every game. So I don't know if I'm all that accurate.
Well, week to week, though, you know, week to week, you pretty much called the games. You said you're going to lose to the Jets. I'm pretty sure you called losing to the Texans as well.
Yeah, but that's just because I was at that game. They always lose when I go to those games.
That's true.
I got to figure. All right, let's see. Which slaughter do I want to go to this year? I got to figure that out. Maybe I can go down to LA, go see the Chargers. Ooh, that'll be fun. Let's get killed by the Chargers.
Or you can go to Jacksonville and see Sam and Queen Bee.
Yeah, I got to crash on the couch.
Right.
There yeah, you go. Let's go. Come on.
All right.
You can leave your tear. You can leave your yeah. You can leave your tears of souvenirs at Sam's house.
How are the Jazz going to be this year? Can I expect to beat you guys at least?
At least.
Damn! Look at this. You know what's bad about this? John so badly doesn't want to talk about his schedule that he's segueing for me, like as the host.
I, well, okay. Sorry. What was your question? Did I even answer it?
No, probably I didn't not. Have one. You've just been. I'm just like I'm getting anxiety. I'm getting hints of anxiety from
here's
your
thing. Our schedule is going to be tough because we finish first, so we get to play all the first place teams, and then our add-on game because of the 18th game is Green Bay. So it's I don't feel great about it. It's a tough schedule. So and we have become our roster is significantly worse than it was last year. So. No, it's not. It's not. I don't feel awesome. I don't think we're going to win the division. I think at this point, I just want to see our young guys what I've got, and I'd like to have I'd like to just maybe get some surprise wins in there. I don't know.
All right, good enough.
So the expectations are down here.
All right. Well, I guess we'll segue from there. That's very depressing.
You know who you asked.
That's really sad.
You know who you wanted on here.
Even though it was expected.
The Queen. Listen, we know it's all 1 o'clock games. We know that because that's all the Jaguars get.
Oh yeah, we gotta get that IV hydration out there for those games so we don't
seriously.
Die. Yes. Yeah. So looking at this schedule, that first game at Washington with Wentz, I think it's gettable. I mean, he didn't have a good showing the last time against us, and we actually have a competent football coach and staff, and I would assume this team is better than what Urban had trotted out there, so I believe that's a gettable. Let's see, we have the Colts home. Yeah, we're getting that one, so we're going to start out 2-0.
Of course.
We're starting out 2-0, and then we're going to go out to what is that, the LA and get our ass kicked by the Chargers.
They still winning record so far.
Yeah.
It's, still 2-1.
Yeah, West Coast trips are not our friends. They've never been. Eagles, I don't know who they're talking about. Hurts.
Yeah, with the new wide receiver, A.J. Brown, his best friend.
Yeah, and then Donovan Smith, right?
Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts has always been better than people give him credit for.
Right. Do they still have Minshew as a backup?
Yeah, they still have Minshew as a backup. I mean,
now they have no excuse. They have two great wide receivers and a quarterback, so no excuses right. for Jalen Hurts.
Right. I don't think we win that one. And Houston at home. Oh, gosh. Who's that quarterback for Houston?
Money Mills.
Gotta Mills? Be Mills, right?
Gotta
the
be Mills.
Second best rookie in the draft last year.
I think we could take him at home. But I think we're going to go back to go to the Colts and we're going to lose there, as usual.
Always.
Yeah, I'm not scared of Danny Boy coming down here. So I think that's a win. We'll lose to Denver and London. London is not, I don't see that as any kind of advantage ever.
Wait, which is the game that's in London?
Practically a home game.
Denver, okay.
Yeah, they say it's a home game, but you have fans out there wearing Jaguar and Houston gear together. My God.
Yeah, that's actually some of the – I was on a podcast, the franchise tag. They're a UK NFL podcast, and the guys were telling me that there's not – like, you know, like when you go to a – you're at your home stadium, like at Jag Stadium, how there's like a little right. pocket of Raiders fans? That's how it is. There's like a little pocket of Jags fans, but everybody there is wearing like big market team jerseys. That's why I'm always telling people we would never make it with a team over there.
Right, they have no loyalty, and actually that makes me sick, and I wish I could cuss them out for that.
Yeah.
Raiders, we're going to lose that one. We're going to lose to Kansas City. Then we have a bye week to recharge. Ravens, is Lamar going to be playing? He seems to be.
Oh, yeah. Actually, can I comment on that before you move on? I think it's very weird that we don't have a bye week after the London game this year.
Isn't it don't the teams choose it? If you're international, don't you get to choose if you want to get a bye? You can opt out of getting a bye after that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
I'm not sure, but I know we've always had a bye after the London game.
You've got a new coach, though. I thought it was up to the coach.
I think he asked for it or he didn't ask for it, and they didn't want it so soon. I think that's what he said. I have to go back and listen to that.
We got a comment that says, Doug requested a later bye.
See? Yeah.
Oh,
that's Ken Bailey from the Men in Teal podcast. Look at that.
Oh.
Hey, Ken Bailey.
And he also said, Duval.
Yes.
Boo, Ken Bailey. Boo.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we at? What's our win-loss record so far?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I lost count.
All right. Keep going. Let her.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Jaguars this year. This sounds like a good year.
Yeah, they're going to actually look like a team out there. Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't think Baltimore's a win. The Lions, I think we can win that one. Tennessee, what is that? Tennessee on the road at that point. No, I don't think we win that one.
Yes.
What's the date for that?
That is December 11th.
December 11th?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry will be hurt by then.
Matchup is in December?
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, yeah. It's because we get the last week 18. We get
Derrick Henry will be hurt. We'll be fine by then.
Yeah, and he'll be back like 2 weeks. Yeah, but he'll be back 2 weeks later. Dallas. I don't know. It depends what that's Dallas tough. Team we get. What kind of Dak Prescott do we get?
You know? Well, it's December, so probably
you
not
can't
one
determine.
At all.
Coin. You can't determine what the Cowboys are going to do in any game.
We can't. I believe we can beat them. So I'm going to go ahead and take that as a win. And I believe we can go up and get the Jets. I believe that's doable. Houston here. No, that's Houston there. Yeah, January 1st, New Year's game. I don't think so. And Titans here. I believe we can. I believe we can.
It's hard to tell. You never know where each team's going to be at the end of the year.
Yeah, usually at the end of the year, it's different. I would hope by the end of the year, the Jaguars are starting to, like, gel or come together, come into their own.
Just in time for offseason.
Right. But just to get stronger
for next year.
Yeah, they get stronger, get better, you know, get all that good chemistry going.
That's right.
You know, our brand-new diamond wide receiver that cost the arm, kidney, and the leg that the rest of the league was pissed about. And
we can feel good about 2023.
And then go pick up the seventh best player as number one again.
We're not doing number one again. And then we'll have ETN back. ETN is at full strength. You know, and then probably later on will come on, James Robinson. So after about later season, watch out.
So what's going to be the win-loss? What do you think it's going to be?
We should have kept count.
I would love to say 9-8.
Yeah.
I would love to say 9-8. I want to be even. Let's say 9-8.
Oh, wow.
I like
best case scenario.
That's still a winning season.
What about 8-8-1?
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to tie?
I wanted to be even.
There's no natural progressions here. It's straight from worst to middle of the pack.
No, there's no ties here.
Okay. So we got Matt comment on her said we're going
go ahead.
But get steamrolled by the Lions, just what we do last year against the Bills.
Oh, true.
So yeah, beat the good team and then lose to the bad team. Yeah, I forgot that. Like, what is that 9-3 game or whatever it was?
I don't know, but that Colts game was much more fun than the Bills win.
No, it wasn't. It was horrible.
Nah.
Ken Bailey says 7-10.
I thought it was great.
7-10 is the floor, in my opinion. I don't know. I think I agree with you. I think we see a winning season finally. I don't think
we're doing playoffs though.
I think wild card knocked out in the first round kind of deal. But
AFC is too bad.
Yeah, you need like 11 or 12 wins to get a wild card this year.
Hey, they're going to let 10 teams in this year.
Are they?
then
new rule change just
happened. That's the only way that
happened.
Fuck you, John Hall.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Language, Sam. Language.
Bet. All right. Any other comments before we move on to the shitty ass cult?
Yeah, y'all gonna love me. I'm ready.
There's 18-0. Here it comes.
Yeah, 18-0 coming in.
We're winning the Super Bowl. Listen, I'm coming off a Mavericks high, so I'm good.
Mavericks high. Ain't no highs yet.
I got a lot of highs.
All right. Any more comments, Missy, before we move on?
No, none for me.
Thoughts, comments. Let me ask you real quick before we. How did you feel about our draft? Were you surprised?
Were I surprised? I felt there was four strong, you know, possibilities. I felt that no matter who they picked, there was going to be a section of the fan base that didn't like
always
happen. Yeah, right. But I mean, the only thing I can say about Trayvon Walker, I can see why he was chosen, because that is a beast of a man, you know, and I saw Hutchinson in person, and he's not that impressive. But as we know, yeah, you can have the physical attributes, but it's like what you do on the field. So that's where we're really going to be able to tell.
You know what? Everybody keeps talking about, like, don't get me wrong, I hate Trent Baalke. Okay, I hate him. Don't get me wrong. But everybody keeps talking about all the linebackers. I want to know what's worse, a bunch of linebackers or a punter in the third round? Because that's how I feel. Like,
this is the boat.
Gene Smith, like, this wasn't our worst draft. I'm so tired of people saying that when Gene Smith drafted a fucking punter in the third round.
That fucking idiot. God damn it,
dude. I was so mad about that. I was so mad about that. They had a Jaguars pep rally thing at Moose Haven and Orange Park, and people are signing signatures, and I was like, oh no, thank you. And I skipped to the next person. I didn't even want his autograph. I was like, oh,
that's
no,
horrible.
Hey, he was a pro bowler. So
he was a pro bowler.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
You better respect that third round punter.
He was the best player. Most important
punter. Punters are people too. Yeah. They're weapons.
It's probably like the second most important player in your franchise's history.
It's not like he was Sebastian Janikowski when he got picked the first round. I mean, I could go for that.
Oh, that is something new that has popped up since the last podcast, though, I will say. We'll close it out with this, is that Josh Lambeau is suing the Jaguars for the Urban Meyer thing. So, in my opinion, I feel like it's to solidify the firing of Urban Meyer, like firing with cause, but we'll see how that plays out.
Shouldn't he be suing Urban Meyer?
No, he's suing the Jaguars for causing a hostile work environment. I think I think it solidifies the Jaguars' argument of firing with cause.
Yeah, but he's saying it affected his performance. I'm like, dude, your performance was affected way before that. So I don't know about that part.
Yeah. Well, you know, they got to have something. Yeah. He might not have been talking about his kicking performance. We don't know what he's talking about.
Whoa.
Yeah, like that before.
Well.
Performance in the bedroom. Am I right there, Johnny Limbo? All right. Moving on. Harish. Everybody mute their mics. He's going to talk to himself for 30 minutes. Let's go.
I mean...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I'll tell you what I think the Colts should do, and then I'll tell you what we'll actually do. I think the Colts will start – the Colts should start 7-1. They will probably end up actually starting like 4-3 or 3-4 because that's kind of what Frank Reich does. He doesn't really get going till later on in the season. I don't know why. I hate it with the passion. So, you know, probably beat the Texans, probably lose to the Jaguars, probably lose to the Chiefs, beat Tennessee, probably lose to Denver, beat Jacksonville. What is that, 2-5 to start the season, 2-4? That sounds like a Frank Reich thing to do. And then you go to the back half of the
Hold on. Can I cut you off real quick? What is the Frank Reich thing to do is to lose on purpose?
No, Frank Reich never starts the season off well.
Didn't end it last year either.
Never has.
Okay.
So.
We have a comment from Ken Bailey. He said beat the Jags, laughing emojis. He said beat them away, not at home. Beat them away. Didn't you confirm? See,
how's this guy a Jags commentator? He can't even listen.
All right, go ahead, Harish.
So, Mr. Jags commentator, guys, I said we would lose in Jacksonville and then beat Jacksonville at home because that's kind of what we do. But anyway, moving on. I don't know. If I look at this, it probably should be like 12-5. I think the Colts will finish like 10-7, which is still good enough to beat this dog shit division. So Still win the division.
Have you booked your hotel for Phoenix in February yet?
Phoenix? No, not yet. It's actually the next thing on my to-do list. I try to listen. Oh, wow. What a guy.
Ken Bailey, you can shut up now.
Ken Bailey needs better quality
listen,
microphones.
Normally,
Ken Bailey's outnumbered now.
Normally, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, normally, if you would comment something like that, you would offend like only the person of whose team you're talking about. However, since we have a Matt Ryan super fan on this podcast, by making an insult about Matt Ryan, you're actually –
insulting like, him as well.
Yeah. Insulting half
insult
of our
insult my mother, not Matt Ryan. And I'll tell my mom I said so.
Not Mama Hall.
She knows. She knows.
No, don't do it. Don't do
What if we insulted your mom by calling her Matt Ryan?
That would actually be a
compliment.
That's
a compliment.
That's what I was going to say.
What are you talking about?
I just love that matchup that they have for the Jaguars when they show them two together, and Matt Ryan just looks so old.
That's good.
So old.
It's probably still better than your quarterback, who still hasn't done anything as a generational talent.
First of all,
takes a generation to get started.
Nobody's calling him a generational talent.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Bearded Guns was nonstop saying it.
Yeah. He's a great quarterback. You have to prove it. You have to prove your generational talent to become a generational talent. Did y'all not watch the podcast with Todd Clary?
He was drafted on the sole basis that he was a generational talent.
He could be. We don't know.
I was on with Todd. I was on with Matt Grieve and Bearded Guns. And two of the three were saying he's a generational talent already.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a once in a lifetime.
Listen, everybody here would have drafted him.
When you think about it, everybody is a once in a lifetime.
Jacksonville is only good for one thing, and that's moving the market when it doesn't need to be moved.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, hurry.
They did it with Nick Foles, and now they're doing it with Christian Kirk. So,
yeah, go ahead. Talk about that, since you don't want to talk about your schedule.
I already talked about it. I said we probably should go 13-4. We probably go 10-7.
I wasn't listening, and guess I was shocked that you already finished.
You weren't
but
listening
go ahead.
Because he said 12-5 is what it should go. Now he's changed it already.
All right,
he's
go ahead.
He's improved his record already.
Oh,
go
yeah.
ahead. Comment on Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. We pay him about $80 million less than the Jaguars as a backup quarterback. See? That was a great signing. He's only getting $2 million. What's going to happen?
I just don't know where.
And he's never going to play.
You guys
and
talk
just
about
like
Frank
in Jacksonville,
Reich.
When you play for Jacksonville, can't win in Jacksonville.
And he's never going to play.
I just.
Called him on the first drive. I mean.
Yeah.
He's never going to play in Indianapolis. So what's the point?
You should hope.
Ride the bench. Matt Ryan hasn't missed a single game in his entire career.
I just don't understand. Listen, I don't understand where the Colts are now. Like you talk about Frank Reich, but where are the Colts at in their heads where they're just like,
better?
We want to only pick up washed up quarterbacks. Like we want
they're in a transition.
Like the older, the better.
What other option was there, Sam?
No.
Answer the question. Don't. What other option was there, Sam? Should we have gone and paid Nick Foles $84 million?
I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about myself. I'm the non-biased host. I'm asking why you guys keep picking up old, washed-up quarterbacks.
Because that's the only option there is.
How?
You know who they tried to go after? Kyler Murray. Couldn't get him. Couldn't get Kyler Murray. Deshaun Watson. Couldn't get him.
Ken Bailey doesn't get to comment
another
anymore.
Bandit. It's another
yet another Band-Aid quarterback. Exactly.
That's exactly it what is. It is.
Someone's exactly getting banned.
Baker Mayfield is dog shit. Let's stop talking about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield sucks ass from a straw. I would have been more pissed off about Baker Mayfield than I am.
I'm going to say a name. I'm going to say a name, and it's controversial.
No, not Colin Kaepernick.
How about the guy you wanted to play in Carolina?
I would have taken Sam Darnold.
We know
Baker Mayfield.
That's my problem.
We know you're a big Sam Darnold guy.
I love Sam Darnold. I would have taken Sam Darnold over Baker Mayfield.
I'm sure Carolina would have been happy to get rid of him.
Obviously, they wouldn't have because they would have traded him.
Well, listen,
you're not running the Colts front office. Maybe they don't love Sam Darnold.
That's fine. That's their problem, not mine.
Yeah, you
but the other part of it is, I mean, these guys are just falling.
You got a better quarterback than Sam Darnold, so stop it.
I'm not complaining about Matt Ryan. I love the Matt Ryan trade. I think it's a great trade. I think Matt Ryan's a great trade. He's an upgrade over Carson Wentz. So
okay. Well,
Baker Mayfield hasn't done anything in 5 years, so I don't know why the Baker Mayfield hype is so high. He's had better teams than, you know, any team that Matt Ryan has had in the last 5 years and couldn't do anything with it.
I think Baker I don't think Baker is that great, but I also don't think he's that bad.
I think he's worse than Matt Ryan.
You think he's worse than Nick Foles?
Well, so do I.
I think they're on the same they're on the same line, yeah. I think Nick Foles and Sam Baker Mayfield are probably the same.
At least Nick Foles can play when he has nothing to lose.
Like, Nick Foles can only play when he comes off the bench.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, when he's playing with house money, he's unstoppable. Like, when that's when he's good. So
he's going to be an excellent backup that's never going to play.
I hope not.
Oh, yeah, because then that means that your favorite quarterback's hurt.
Yeah. Unless we have some kind of hidden curse that Matt Ryan miraculously gets hurt.
You've got me rooting for him, so you're screwed.
Yeah, that is pretty. You're basically the Charles Barkley of the NFL. Anything you pick goes to shit.
All right,
we're fucked.
You can enjoy my misery then. Welcome.
All right, Matt Briggs, Texans.
Well, when's the last time Jacksonville lost to the Colts in Jacksonville?
2013.
The Colts haven't won a home opener since 2014.
Oh, here we go.
So we're taking another W. I say we split with the Colts and the Titans. We sweep the Jags. We lose to every team in the AFC West. We split the NFC East. I think we lose to the Cowboys and the Eagles. And depends on the Browns, who if Deshaun plays or not.
Dude,
if he plays, we beat
him. That's crazy. Hold on, back up. Why wouldn't he play?
Because he's about to get suspended.
About to get suspended.
For what?
He admitted that he made a masseuse cry with his actions. Like,
wait, what?
He made a massage therapist cry. He knew that he made her cry. He just didn't know why.
He admitted that?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is still yet to pay his dues for the NFL piece of all of this.
Yeah. He's getting suspended. Just the length. And somebody close to Roger Goodell said, keep the Trevor Bauer suspension in mind when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Trevor Bauer got...
I never checked to see if he ever blocked me.
What did Trevor Bauer get? Was it like 2 seasons?
I think this season. I think he's coming back next season. I'm not 100% sure, but he is done for the season.
Could you imagine being the Texans right now? You're like, oh, thank God, got rid of him.
And then if he doesn't play, that helps us. We get 2 top 10 picks. So I mean, yeah.
Oh, that's a home game too.
Yeah, it is a home game. So
that would probably be why they're keeping Baker. If he gets suspended for a year, they're still going to need a quarterback. But that has to be toxic.
Yeah, I think that's why. I'm not 100% sure. But I say we beat the Dolphins and maybe the Dolphins, but we do beat the Bears. Our floor is 5-12. Our ceiling is 8-8.
What was your record last year?
7-10. Same amount of wins with Deshaun Watson, 4-13.
Okay.
So, and we got better. We got a better coach. We could have won a lot of games if we had a different coach. We could have beat the Patriots. We should have beat you guys. But we had a horrible OC. Now he's in Tennessee. Hope he sucks with you guys.
Yikes.
And we got a head coach that knows what he's doing, been to the Super Bowl. And Davis Mills, the second best quarterback last year, rookie quarterback.
Oh, my God. Can I read you the best? Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find this thing, and I just read the best fucking tweet ever. I have to read it. This guy, Big Fish, it's Mr. _ official, F-I-S-C-H-I-A-L, says, Deshaun Watson got in trouble for trying to slang his Dietz and Watson. My, the irony. The sausages, the deli meat. No? Oh my god, I'm fucking dead. This shit. Never mind. Okay, well, I'm glad I thought it was funny. Go ahead.
that's hilarious, Sam.
Yeah, you haven't heard that one yet?
No, that one blew up
big time. Big time.
Oh, well, I just read it. I thought it was great. Go ahead.
Yeah, just the way as everything unfolded, the guy's just, he's not a good guy. Like, he let his sandwich shop Lefties just close without telling nobody. Like, he didn't pay no rent. So a whole bunch of people lost their job without knowing. Like, he's not a good guy. I hated that because I was a disappointed.
I didn't realize that the HBO was doing a series on it, too. Eek.
Yeah.
Wait, on what?
On the song.
Yeah, on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. And the trial's still going on. So his lawyers and their lawyers don't want no trial to happen during the season. And the season's about to start. Yeah. So it'll probably be next year before the trial starts. So you might not get a suspension until next year.
I mean, the NFL can still suspend them, right?
The trial has to be over.
But these are, this is like, what is that? Civil, isn't it? Because there was no.
Yeah, it's a civil suit.
Yeah.
And they got thrown out, didn't it? Didn't the civil suits?
No, they're still happening. The grand jury got thrown out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the civil suit, that's why he can't.
Yeah, but can they try him if they can put him on a criminal?
They can, but that's why they had a grand jury to see which way it would go. Mm. And it went in Deshaun's favor, so they said, no, we're good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the NFL can't suspend him if there's no criminal act.
Yes, they can suspend him for, like, violating the code of conduct.
Ben Roethlisberger, criminal charges on him. And but he can be put on commissioner's list, and that's probably what's going to happen until all this blows away. But yeah,
not your problem anymore. We talked about it all last year.
I didn't even realize that was a thing. My bad.
That's one reason why we got better. We got rid of.
Sorry, John. We'll start talking about Matt Ryan again.
No. I'm trying.
Matt Ryan's cool. We get it.
Oh, John, I get it. I can't stand talking about Deshaun Watson anymore. So.
I just, like, I guess I don't pay attention, so I was kind of shocked when you said that. But anyways, okay. Any more comments on the Texans schedule?
The worst is 5-12. The best is 7-10.
So, like, which one do you feel like is more probable?
The middle, 6-11. I mean,
okay.
We're rebuilding. I'm not like you Jags guys. Like, oh yeah, we're going 9-8.
We're gonna go 9-8.
Yeah, like we're rebuilding.
What's wrong with that?
Arish has his team winning the Super Bowl. So let's we're all exaggerating here.
I get it. I mean, if we make up our ass, which we won't.
Great. The Queen is trying to speak. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Anything can happen. I mean,
you're right. But I'm kind of like John. I know my team sucks. So
I need a lot of liquor, and I can say they'll go undefeated.
And you wouldn't be the first commentator to get on here and get drunk and.
Yeah, Sam.
Oh shit, we can do that.
I don't know about we can.
Sam's drunk right now.
No, I wish I was. No,
you're not at work, right? So you're definitely.
We need to pray that the Jaguars don't win in London again, because Sam doesn't need another London.
She don't need no more right? kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, remember I got. Oh. No, that game that I came on and I was drunk was from watching that fucking shitty ass.
Saints Packers game.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I spent like $300 and something dollars on those fucking tickets for nothing.
What do you mean for nothing? You got wasted.
Hey, you saw more points scored that day than the rest of the Jaguars.
Not from the Packers. The Packers were looking like the Jaguars that day. Oh, man, that was bad.
They had to bring their identity with them somehow, right? So they picked the day.
I was just like, well, this game sucks worse than a Jaguars game. I'm going to go get drunk. And that's what I did. And then I came on here and called out one of our guests, former guests. So, all right. Tinkerman says, NFL going to get him next year so they get more money. Come on. I'm assuming that's about Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, yep.
Yeah, so. Matt, any other comments about Texans before we sign off?
No.
All right. I'm over. Aren't we all over it? Aren't we all? All right. Misty, tell us where we can find your podcast. Tell us where we can find you on social media, Twitter, all that stuff.
All right. You can find us at First and Teal Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon. We're on Buzzsprout. First and Teal on Instagram. First and Teal on Twitter. And you can find me, Ms. Nika 989, also on Twitter. That is my personal. And yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So make sure you check them out. Harish, unmute yourself and tell us where to find you on Twitter.
You can find me at the Uncle Gandhi, D H A N D I.
What? D H A N
G H A N D I.
Oh, I was like, did you even spell that right?
Are you sure? Like, do you not know how to spell?
Liz, y'all can't mention me being drunk. You know what I got on my desk? Diet Pepsi, like always, and soy sauce to eat dinner.
Okay? Diet Pepsi.
Oh, I drink Diet Pepsi every freaking episode. Every episode I drink a Diet Pepsi.
Why do you drink any Pepsi?
I just drink Diet Pepsi. I don't know. Ever since I did the keto diet, I love Diet Pepsi. I never liked it before that.
Okay.
Quit judging me on my life choices. You've got Matt Ryan as a quarterback. Matt Briggs.
Okay.
You and John both. You fucking, what a bench.
I mean, to be fair, it wasn't Harish's choice.
What?
It wasn't Harish's choice. He didn't make that decision.
No, John, it was totally my choice. The host just said so.
Whatever I say goes. Go ahead, Matt. Where do we find you?
You can find our podcast at the Texans Fan Battle Podcast and find me at A1 Day One Texans.
And Agent Haw. Who works for the TS or is not the TSA?
The TSA. I got demoted.
Who works for the NSA and so is not on social media because he tries to hide.
He's on everybody's social media.
All over.
Yeah, he's promoting other people.
You can find me at Miss Nika 989.
There you go. It's
any complaints, that's where you send them.
Oh, is this a double agent? Is this a double agent?
Mm. I'm all of you.
Yes. And pretty soon you'll be a Colts fan, too. Yeah.
That's why he keeps looking away. He keeps monitoring the Twitters.
Pretty soon. I'm trying to see this game keeps getting further and further out of hand.
He's tracking his Matt Ryan Colts jersey.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That you can't find, apparently.
John, have you bought a Matt Ryan Colts jersey?
Not yet. It's not happened. It will, but it hasn't happened.
So Matt Ryan jerseys are sold out, and they've been sold out for about a month now.
I'll probably
because they didn't make a lot of them. It wasn't like Trevor Lawrence or even when Tebow came on the Jaguars for 2 minutes. They didn't print.
Listen, as somebody who's like in the know of these things, this is purely based off of the shipping shortages or the shipping complications. They're not making enough because they can't ship them out efficiently.
You know where they make them, right?
They make a big bunch of them and then...
You know where they make them, right?
Yes, I know where they're coming from.
In Jacksonville.
They're shipping out from Jacksonville. But the problem is they make them... They make the amount and then they just sell it and then they just wait until they can make more. It's just the problem is that's where they ship them out. That's not where they're making
them. Oh, we had plenty of Tebow jerseys.
I'm sure you did. It's because the demand wasn't very high.
I'm sure the demand was higher for Trevor Lawrence jerseys than it was Matt.
That's the Lord's tight end, okay? Leave the Lord's tight end alone.
Yeah, seriously.
I've got the Lord's.
You don't mess with the Lord's chicken or the Lord's tight end, okay?
You're going to get struck down, be smiting.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you all for tuning in. And, of course, we will see you next guest, Matt.
Trey Smith. Or I'm sorry. Jimmy Smith the third.
That's our next guest?
Yes.
No, I thought we had, who was it?
Bethea, he said he's not going to reschedule with us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fine.
Well, that's disappointing. I hope I'm in town.
He got some stuff with the Colts he has to do, so he said he has to reach the board.
Okay.
He's got to sign that contract.
Not that he's not scheduling. He has to reschedule.
Yeah.
I thought you said he was not. I was like, well, that's
no, you have to reschedule.
Gotcha. All right. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you in a couple weeks. And thank you. Make sure you listen to First and Teal.
Bet.
Your time's up by the touchdown. I'm high stepping for the touchdown. I stay repping for the slums where the young bucks started loaded up just to bust rounds. I'm steady having flashbacks. Dirty cash in the glad wraps. I used to cook it like a lab rat, bagging 50 slabs, asking junkies where the cash.